Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa, right up the neighborhood.
It's time for the recipe roundup. It's that time of year again. It's maple time. As I'm sure you all know, the Highland Maple Festival will be the next 2 weekends. Maple syrup is a highly versatile sweetener that brings a special something to cookies, pies, donuts, ice cream, coffee, and, of course, pancakes. Now, I prefer the buckwheat variety because I think the grit and the nuttiness of the buckwheat provides the perfect contrast to the very high sweetness level of the maple syrup. So for our recipe today, it's going to have a similar sense of contrast. And today we're talking about maple bacon roasted Brussels sprouts. Now, we already know that maple and bacon go well together, and that bacon and things like cabbage, greens, and of course Brussels sprouts go well together. So I hope you enjoy this magical combination. I'll be giving the recipe per cup of Brussels sprouts used, which yields about 2 to 3 servings. The ingredients are as follows. 1 cup Brussels sprouts, chopped at least in halves. So you can chop them smaller than that, but they at least need to be in halves. 2 to 3 strips of bacon, cooked, cooled, and crumbled. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, maple syrup in varying amounts, but we'll explain that later. Pepper to taste, salt to taste, and if you're looking for a little bit of heat, I like to add a small amount of cayenne pepper or red pepper flakes, but that's entirely optional. And another optional add-on is a cheese of choice. I recommend blue cheese, crumbles, or goat cheese, or grated Parmesan. So you're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. This is a great recipe for a convection oven. So if you have a convection oven, you'll only preheat it to 350 degrees. In a medium-sized bowl, toss the chopped Brussels sprouts with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and if you desire some heat, that cayenne pepper or red pepper flakes. And then you're going to mix until all of the Brussels sprouts are completely coated with the oil. In another small bowl, mix the crumbled bacon with enough maple syrup to saturate the pieces, which will probably be about 1.5 tablespoons. Then you're going to mix the maple bacon pieces into the Brussels sprouts. It's up to you if you mix the remaining maple syrup. I would do so just to give it that little bit of extra maple flavor. And then you're going to spread that Brussels sprout and bacon mixture evenly on a baking sheet for easy cleanup. You're going to line that bacon sheet with some parchment paper before you do that. After that, pop them in the oven, roast for 30 to 45 minutes, flipping and moving the sprouts every 10 or so minutes just to make sure that they brown evenly and none of them burn. And then you're going to serve those hot. You can add a touch more of maple syrup or salt or pepper, whatever it takes to make it taste great to you. And then if you're feeling adventurous, consider some crumbles of blue cheese or fresh goat cheese or even some grated Parmesan. I've made that recipe before and brought it to a lunch in. I think it went over well. Just a fun, a little bit of an unusual way to involve maple syrup in a dish. So I hope you enjoy that. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.